watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2012 in Las Vegas, and we're in the J. Mish booth, and I'm with Jack Mishkin, an old friend of mine. Jack, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How are you?
Good to be with you. Let me ask you real quick, how many years have you been coming to Surfaces?
I can't count. Too many.
Okay. Well,
many.
Well, let me fill in just so the audience knows. Jack, I think you started Bentley Mills in California. You are a partner with Monterey. When it comes to product design, I mean, there's just you're the top guy. You've got you still work with Bentley Print Street on a lot of their upper end nylon styles, and you also have your own mill in Cartersville, Georgia, under the name of J. Mish, right?
Correct. That's very true.
One of the first questions I want to ask you, you play in the upper end. We know that nylon prices have gone up. We know wool prices are through the roof. But, you know, some mills, they just try to always have certain things at certain price points, but that's not the way you play the game, is it?
Well, we have some things at price points, but then if you're a price point kind of person, you would think, oh, you got to start out really low and then mid. But there is no really low in wool. And in nylon anymore, there's no really low in nylon. So we just make a quality product, and we start out at around $20, and we go up to wherever we need to go, $80, $90, $100.
Okay. And that's wholesale pricing, right?
And that's wholesale pricing, yeah.
All right, so what kind of trends are we seeing when it comes to product designs and what the consumer is liking out there?
Well, as far as designs go, in the wool niche, you have woven designs, both in the natural fibers and in wool, and in wool and silk. They're either very subtle or very bold. And modern continues to be a big theme in design.
Explain modern.
Well, there's so much modern architecture in the high end, I know I talk to my friends that buy these expensive condos and things like that. And 100% of the time, they hire designers, and it's modern design inside. So they go to even grays a lot for the palette with glass tables and, you know, metals and things like that. So you have to be cognizant of that in your design.
Great. So you've actually, J. Mish, you've kind of freshened up your brand a little bit, changed your logo to kind of a jewelry store type look. Talk a minute about that, if you would.
We worked real hard on getting the logo to look like it was more of a jewelry kind of designer brand than a carpet designer brand. It's very, very, it's just absolutely striking and gorgeous. And we've got a new display, and even in our existing display, we put the new logo and the new signage on it. It's changed our whole image.
All right, so you've got some new products you're introducing. I know we're walking on one here that's I believe you said it's a combination wool blend with a little bit of nylon that looks like silk. Is that right?
That is true. Yeah, we have this would be the third in a collection of wool where we actually cable a very high luster nylon that looks like silk on the wool. And we have three different textures. One of them is very high in pile height and loose and nubby. The other one is very low and structured, and this one is sort of medium in pile height and striates like a woven piece.
What's it called?
This is Intuition.
Intuition. What else are you talking about at the show here?
We're showing two new lattice designs. One of them has white in the lattice in every single color and very sophisticated neutrals in the background. And then the other one is a three-color lattice, and one of the ends is silk-like, and the other two are two different size wools to give it a magic. And those are beautiful. Then we have this Intuition that you see on the floor, which is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Then we have a whole collection of Ecotex, which is an environmental story in that we're using post-consumer polyester with undyed natural wool, and they're blended into a 50-50 blend of wool and polyester. And it's very green, but what we did, instead of trying to go to the lowest common denominator like a lot of these polyester guys are for price point, we just said, yeah, it's going to be a value, but we'll put a whole bunch of weight in it and make the designs absolutely exquisite. And it'll cost a lot less. It just won't be cheap but it'll be a tremendous value. And that was the concept behind that. And people, our salespeople are jumping up and down. They can't believe it. They think it's phenomenal.
Of the sales that you have, how much of it's custom? How much of it is inline goods?
I would say that 25% of our sales are custom right now. We do a very, very good job of custom. And if you bring a custom job to us, we actually understand what you're talking about, where a lot of these companies don't. And we can get just about anything made, and we understand the process. So we do a good job in custom.
So you play in the upper end of the market, what some people would say the luxe side of the market. How is that, you know, with this tail end of the recession, are you starting to see a little bit more energy in that sector?
You know, interestingly enough, the only thing that came back last year is the higher end. And we had a good year. It was almost miraculous the way I look at it, considering the fact that floor covering in general has not really come back. So we're very upbeat right now.
Right. Well, again, we've been talking to Jack Mishkin, who's the owner of J. Mish, and we're at Surfaces 2012, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.